This is going great. Hello, Drink NS Dry. It's me, your boy, here on the YouTubes. Oh, look, there we are. Looking tired AF.
We have a two-year-old.
And he is...
asleep.
Yeah, he is energetic. No, that's not quite the right word.
He is living his best life. I think he's doing great.
Have you hidden the video so I'm not just sitting here staring at myself? Don't take away. I can't keep looking at myself.
I am Ross. Joining me is my wife, Brittany, tonight because Ian is physically on a plane. He's not just going away. He is gone. He is out of here. He's getting on a plane, and he just sent me a text. That was the other message to say that he had an IPA before getting on the plane. So, well done. But as we often do, every now and then, somewhere like twice a year, sometimes, once a year.
The only time you allow yourself to drink the sour?
We used to have sours before we started doing this. Ian doesn't allow himself to drink sours, but I said we have to do this, and you like them. These are extra special because sometimes I find sours and I think I'll get these and I'll bring them home and you'll drink them and you'll like them. But this time you went to the LC and you came home and you said, look, I found some awesome sours.
And then you said, you can't drink them right now.
I didn't say that exactly. I said, hey, it would be great to drink those on the show the next time it's just the two of us. And your face... fell because you knew what I was actually saying is don't drink those right away. Let's drink those. I did say out loud, if you want to drink them now, we'll just get more of them later when the time comes. I did propose that as an option.
Barely.
Yeah.
And that was also like a month ago.
A whole month.
It's been a long time. I think about these every single day.
My favorite part about like the fruity summer ales and especially the sours is the can art is outstanding. Look at all the colors on there. And so this one, I mean, starting with, here's our first one. Garrison Brewing has the Hawaiian Crush. Now, here's the problem. This isn't a sour per se. It's just a summer ale. It says get laid at the bottom with the lays and the Hawaiian. Ha ha ha. It's a funny joke. Beer with natural pineapple and lime flavors is what it says. 4.5% ABV and nothing else. So you can't really see what's going on. It's just some kind of pineapple and lime flavored ale thing. However, if you go onto the internet over at my new favorite place, bishopscellar.com, and it's got under the product notes for this one, tasting notes, Hawaiian Crush is a wheat ale that's brewed with pineapple juice, coconut, and lime juice. Showcases big and juicy aromas of stone fruits and citrus zest that lead into a lively and refreshing palate that's tropical and very easy drinking. That was a long sentence. Nothing to overthink here, just a smooth sipping summer beer with lots of tropical flavor. A lot of the, like this is the thing with the Berliner Weiss that we had last week, is I thought things were wheat ales. And I thought wheat ale is wheat ale, but wheat ale is apparently also, it's what people juicify to make these summer ales. You don't do that to like an IPA or a pale ale don't make a fruity stout, that'd be insane. That smells, I'm sorry, that just smells like one of your energy drinks. Smell that. Holy cow. That's a monster energy drink.
I can smell pineapple juice.
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean? There's the sweetness and the...
It smells like my bachelorette.
Right in a can. Didn't get a little bit of it?
I guess also, so. We're splitting one can each because I only bought one can of each because I was going to drink them myself.
You also said it's a good thing we're not drinking two. I said it's a good thing we're not, or we didn't get two and we're not trying to drink two of these the whole way. Because you know what happened there? I would drink mine, you would finish about a third of yours, and then I would be drinking all of yours as well.
No, these are sours. I would be drinking them all. In theory.
Who had a sour from Brig and Brack the other night? And then, actually no, you had two. It was the second one you did not drink. So I don't think, that's fine. You get a little bit of a stay there.
It was also like midnight, and then the baby woke up, and then I don't want to drink a stale beer.
Yeah, okay. To note, Stale beer means if a beer has been opened and left open magically for, I would say, 15, 20 minutes is your cutoff. And then you won't touch it. And then I put it in the fridge to at least keep it cold. And I think I drank it
a day and a half later.
Yeah, and it's gross because it's a sour. That's how that one works. It smells like gummy bears. This is so...
Yeah, there's certainly a sweetness to it.
And for a wheat ale, it's not very cloudy at all. But, I mean, okay. I guess...
like this rounded cup.
I love those. Those are my favorite shapes. I've got a couple of those. That's my science beer one. Choo! Where'd the flavor go?
All I can taste is coconut after I taste it.
Yeah. But it going down, it tastes like... It's like a buble. It's like that TV static. Where it's very, very, very... There was so much in the smell. There's so much pineapple and sweetness. There's lime in there anywhere? You're right, though. Coconut
takes over.
In the flavor. But there's no coconut in the smell.
If you like coconut... Milk, juice, water.
Water?
What is the liquid in coconut?
It's called coconut milk, but I think when you buy it, you can also, when you buy it in the store, it says coconut water, I think.
But yeah, I don't really.
That
If you like coconut, it would be good, but I'm not big on coconut.
I like coconut, but it's also just a tiny bit of the pineapple at the tail end of it.
It is true. It is very summery. I will give it that.
It's nicely summery. I mean,
it's light. They're
right out the fridge, so they're cold. So they may flavor up, but I don't expect this to flavor up much.
I don't either.
It didn't. I wanted it to zip, to actually pop. And it's good. It's fine. I want a little bit more. Mm. I want some flavor.
I need some back.
Mm.
Back
well, this is the 4.5%, and what I have...
I don't know why you bring me on this show, because my terms are whatever the opposite of technical is.
I need some
back flavor.
All you gotta do is keep describing it, and then that's good enough.
That's something I'm not good at.
it's a lot better than someone would maybe say. It's a bit like when you get... Have you ever... You know, it's kind of... I really. And at least you're saying things. That's not a lack of saying things.
Sounds like me before I take my medication.
It tastes like pineapple candy. It doesn't taste like actual pineapple. That's my thing about
it. Yeah, I could see that. It's the sweetness.
Of the pineapple mixed with the coconut. It's a nice flavor. I just want more of it. And it's, even with a 4.5%, because we had, the shandies we had last week were... Kind of weak.
Oh, the shandies were 4.5, good.
4.2, but zing, the flavor, they popped. They were amazing. They were astounding. They were really, really good.
Those shandies were really good.
Can we save a little bit to compare with? I mean, they're not sours. These next two are sours, and this is just a summer wheat ale. So
yeah, it's hard to compare a sour to a non-sour, because a sour is its own beast.
It's a bit like drinking a kind of a sweetened coconut water.
It doesn't really feel like a beer,
but it's got kind of a, you know, pea color to it.
No, if you're not hydrated, maybe.
Neither of us are hydrated.
That's absolutely true.
We know this color well. Okay. When I cry,
okay. When
I cry, those are the color of my tears.
I can't even cry. I'm so dehydrated. I can't cry at rehearsal, and I have to, and I can't. It's just dry.
What was the thing you were telling me that you started crying
I was crying on the way home last night from rehearsal because I saw baby cows running.
Yeah.
So but I couldn't cry at rehearsal because
there were no running baby cows.
Because I'm heartless. Like, yeah.
You just have to imagine baby cows going for a run. Or actively bring in baby cows and have them run across the stage. Imagine them running, zigzagging through the theater in the seats. That does it? I don't see how that would do it, but okay.
Oh, there's the waterworks.
I hesitate to give that a great mark. It's fine. If I had to give it a a mark out of 10, I'd probably say maybe 7.5.
I was going to say 6, but...
You're going deeper, though. Well, you don't like the end of that?
Well, not when it...
After we've been talking about pee for a few minutes?
No, not when I just chugged that last bit. This is... You should not chug this. This is not an accurate representation of what this beer could mean to someone.
I thought it was a gulp. I fit a gulp of it in my mouth. And it seemed to work just fine. This is... this next one from Nine Locks. Again, colorful, beautiful, delightful. It's all cool. It's got... I mean, it's...
Peach.
So it's a peach sour. So it's... And it's called Pêche Fusée. But the thing about the pêche is it's kind of French, but I'm not even sure that that's French. I'm pretty sure that doesn't mean...
let's look it up.
Fusée. Well, P-E-C-H-E is peach in French with an accent on the E. So P-E-S-H is just like... I feel like this is making fun of saying things in French wrong. What is that? Pêche Fusée?
Fishing. No, that's not spelled correctly.
Well, it's pêche.
Fishing or peach.
Yeah.
Fishing.
Pêche.
Fusée.
Fusée, I don't think is a real word. Is it a fused peach?
Which way is the ampersand going? Is that what that's called?
No. It's an accent. Ague.
What's an ampersand?
That's the little and symbol. Something and something. Oh. D and D.
The more you know.
Worker and parasite.
D&D.
Okay.
Rocket.
So Rocket Pêche.
No, but... I didn't spell it right. Sorry. Hold on.
But it's...
Rocket. Firework. But no. Okay, this is...
Because they spelled
gonna
Pêche.
Be your worst
it bugs me because they spelled Pêche wrong. So I don't think we should consider Fusée to be very red. It is a 5%, 5.0. Peach Sour does say on the site over at ninelocksbrewing.ca, this peach sour is easy drinking and tart with just enough ripe peaches to give it a strong, fresh peach taste and aroma while still reserved enough to allow the naturally occurring sourness to be pronounced.
Oh, boy.
Just enough ripe peaches? You've got Pêche Fusée, peach sour, and big peaches blasting all over it. And you're saying, let me give it...
just a little bit.
Just un peu is what we give it.
Un petit pêche.
You may enjoy your Pêche Fusée. Ugh.
My sniffer's broken.
Why do sours always smell like feet?
Whoa, I cannot smell a single thing. My nostrils are broken. I can't smell anything.
There was a bit off the top, and yeah, it has calmed down a little. So
I can't smell anything.
I got that first blast of feet coming out of the can. Well, I'm going to put half of it in the Nine Locks glass.
Sac Vegas Brew Company. Shout out Ian Smith.
You're not doing the whole thing.
I don't remember the address.
Ah, no. Oh, there's some... There's
did
some...
you tell him you do that?
I think he mentioned it one time. He was watching one of the recordings back. He said, oh my God, you just did it for the second time. I'm like, heck yeah. Pop it in there. Ian Smith of Tapestry Beer Bar, 833 Sackle Drive.
He says that when he's talking about him in a conversation. I know who Ian Smith is.
I know more than one Ian is the big problem. Speaking up, here's Ian my
Granger.
Co-host. Ian Granger is giving me, oh my. On his thing, it says, complimentary beer and wine on flights within Canada and the U.S.
When is he considered to not be in Canada or the U.S.? In the middle of the flight, or is it the where you're going from?
I mentioned this to him because I thought he had to go through international gates and everything, and he said, no, he's flying to Montreal first, and then from Montreal over to the U.K. So he's Halifax, Montreal, and then Montreal.
But when he's over the Atlantic, is it Canada rules or... UK rules.
I think it's airline rules. So like if the airline says we will serve you alcohol, it's that until you exit the airplane.
Okay, so it's not like halfway over the Atlantic being like, we're at the cutoff,
sorry.
Boys.
No, because then the stewardess could come out and say, we're in international waters. Lady back there has been giving me a hard time. I could legally stab you because there's no police.
Oh boy.
And you know they want to.
Well.
So they probably asked.
Probably warranted.
It's smelling soury.
I can smell anything.
Still no?
No.
Okay.
C'est magnifique.
Ugh.
That's beautiful.
Ugh. Ugh. Oh.
Hey, sour lovers, it's me. Hey, sour haters, it's him.
It's like I've thrown up in my mouth and I'm tasting that. I am tasting my own vomit.
This is not an accurate representation of the beauty of a sour.
First we were drinking something that looked at our pee. Now I'm drinking sour vomit.
Sour hater.
That was very sour up front.
It was very sour.
Very sour.
I can't taste anything but just sour beer.
And I'm already getting that salivating. I just had a very sour lemonade. This is why I didn't like lemonade as a kid, because after one glass I couldn't drink anymore because my mouth was just kind of dripping with saliva.
Raw.
It was just kind of my mouth is watering because I drank something that is making the. It's unfair. Why should your mouth water after you drink something? This should be quenching. I want the quench. It's summer. Wherefore art my quench?
I think it's great. Good job, Nine Locks.
Ugh.
10 out of 10.
Is it? It probably is.
I don't taste any peach.
I don't taste any peach.
But there's just enough.
Is there? To give it a strong, fresh peach taste and aroma.
There was no aroma, I will say.
I don't think they gave it just enough. I think they gave it a little too little.
Yeah.
Because I'm not getting a strong fresh peach taste.
Too little, too late.
It is reserved enough to allow the naturally occurring sourness.
That is true.
That's definitely happening. There's some naturally occurring sourness going on in this glass. Oh.
I think it's raining.
Oh, that is difficult.
Good thing we didn't do that out on the deck.
I was just deciding based on the wind, because the wind had died down a little bit, and then I would have loved to be outside, but even with these fancy lapel mics, I think it would have sounded very.
Stand in the eye of the hurricane. That's not the lyrics. That's Hamilton, though.
What I'm a little worried about is that the vase of flowers that I put out there.
The vase.
I think if the wind knocks that over, that's going to shatter glass all over.
It probably will.
So, yeah, I think I'll take care of that.
That's later. Probably a good idea.
Chuck them in the old compote.
Yeah, they're already fallen.
Some of them are still alive.
We're talking about lupins.
They're the prettiest flower, but they smell terrible. They smell like pepper. No.
The dramatics. A flair for the drama.
I wish it was peach flavored. Because it's just sour flavored.
But okay, I agree. There's no peach flavor, so, but it's so good. Like this Jamboree, all-time favorite. This
getting up there?
Might be on par with the Jamboree.
It does remind me of the Jamboree.
It does.
The Jamboree, you could, what was that, strawberry guava?
It's a different one. Something like nearly that. Every year, is it not?
But it usually has bits of the flavor.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas this, I agree. Sour lovers with puckery faces and no hopes or dreams left in their lives would absolutely love this, but it needs that.
I feel like I should be offended.
Peach. So I would have to say, if I'm forced to mark this as a sour, as you know,
yes.
10 points out of a sour.
As a sour night, you should be judging it as a sour.
I feel like the lack of peach in a thing that's super advertised as peach should take off more points, but I think it's still an 8.5.
10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
But there's no peach.
10s all around. Yeah. Top of the leaderboard.
What?
Dancing with the Stars.
But there's no peach in it. It's
I don't care.
It's missing the main ingredient. So this could have said it was Blackfly sour.
I don't care.
Or, you know.
It's beautiful.
Donair sauce sour.
It's a work of art. Oh, I would go for that. No, that would be disgusting.
Maybe
well,
weird. I would try that.
I would try that, yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely try that. I need to turn my
pizza
imagination
corner.
Off sometimes. Oh, we did try the Donair beer, but it was... did I tell you about that?
Mm-mm.
It it didn't taste like a Donaire. It tasted like the bits you add to a Donaire. It tasted like...
How are you going to make a beer that tastes like a Donaire?
You put in the spices that you mix the meat with. Mm. So it tastes like the spicy, tasty part. It tasted like tomatoes and what are those called?
Lettuce?
The pita pockets that you put things in. Huh. The whole, it was a pita pocket.
The Nan?
Beer. It was odd.
A pizza party.
Not many places put their Donaire in Nan, but that's the good stuff.
My bad. That was a disgusting sound.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
My belly's full from this, though. This is really filling.
Nah,
and this is only half of it.
It's got a decent body to it. That was the other thing with the Garrison. It was very light. It was a very light body, wasn't it? Very easy to...
It was very light. Like, this is very heavy.
It's got a bit more to it. Well, there's chunks.
We shouldn't have had big supper before this.
Delicious chunks. Yes, we should have.
Excuse me.
Because that will be... We keep all of our...
I'm going to save this for later.
Faculties about us. Are you going to remember that that's the one that you like? You'll go back and buy some more Pêche Fusée?
Well, it says it's a small batch, so I don't want to get my hopes up.
Well, NSLC.
Let's go.
Pêche Fusée. Nine Locks Pêche Fusée. It says it's still in stock. But I think my store is... Oh, well, look at that. We'll go to the new minus one. Booyah. Set as my store. Oh my god, now I gotta look up Pêche Fusée again. Man, I would have made this site better. That's a lie, I would have been lazy. There are 20 available still in the new minus shop.
As of 8:25.
I didn't notice any when I was up in Canning, but Canning's got some other interesting stuff.
Is it forever or is it not? It's probably not forever.
Well, over here on the Nine Locks page, we're down here in seasonals.
Yeah.
But I mean, it'll be around until for the summers.
That's a hard pill to swallow. Am I also tearing up at the thought of this? Absolutely. Can I cry at rehearsal? Absolutely not.
Anywho. The new to me brewery of Half Cocked Brewing. I know they've been out there in Antigonish County for a little while. They're a little off the beaten track because I thought Candid was the only brewery out there, but no, Half Cocked is out there. And they just put this in the LC, so they're starting to move into the NSLC with a can or two. I think there's two or three in there. But this is the Good Stuff Fruithead Sour. What I like about that is that it's not designed with peaches. It's designed as a peach. So it's kind of like the yellow flesh and the pink flesh. It's kind of the outer color of a peach. And then on the back it says peach, raspberry, and...
Hibiscus.
Hibiscus.
That was wrong.
I thought hibiscus... I mean, is that an actual plant? Is that
an
edible fruit thing?
Well, I don't know about that. Let's not get crazy.
No, we're not. So we're not supposed to drink it.
But we're not like... I'm not like a hibiscus connoisseur, okay. So I couldn't tell you that answer.
We should look up what hibiscus is. Proudly brewed in North Grant, Antigonish County. Actually, over on Bishop Cellar, which is where I found the write-up for Hefcon.
Flower.
I don't want flowers in my beer.
Why?
Because it's not a fruit.
You're a fruit.
I mean, I don't want nasturtiums in here.
Hibiscus, in particular, is used to make a tart, flavorful tea, and is used in beverages, syrups, and jellies. It's also a traditional medicine, suggesting potential benefits for blood pleasure.
Blood pleasure.
And cholesterol levels.
Now that's good. This will cure our blood pleasure.
I like my blood to be displeasured. Thank you very much.
Displeased. But you don't want to go too far because then your blood gets displaced and then you ain't got no blood.
Well.
You know, you need blood.
Well.
So I think we should mention the brewery description is also on the Bishop Cellar for everyone. So
let me get my glasses on.
On Half Cocked Brewing located in North Grant, Nova Scotia. was built on their family's former chicken farm. Just a short drive from the heart of Antigonish, they offer a large tap room and outdoor tasting space with an ever-evolving beer lineup. Making great beers has been their focus from day one, with an emphasis on bold and unique flavors using fresh quality ingredients.
We'll have to go there this summer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. But I know that because when I mentioned this, I think Ian Smith of Tapestry Beer Brewery 33 mentioned this because he's got a couple of half-cocked on there. He talks about half-cocked and how they're... they've got some good things there, but then you've got your, that explains the rooster logo and the half cocked, because you get the double meaning there.
What is he on, an acorn?
That's the bottom of a hop. most breweries use hop.
Yeah, you're right.
Pine, everything is pine cone.
That's embarrassing. Pine cone
themed. Anywho, tasting notes. Does go on to say, big juicy aromas of stone fruits and citrus come from the glass. The palate is lively and refreshing with lots of clean fruit flavors that are balanced out by pleasing acidity. The finish is dry, tart, and very refreshing. This is a perfect summertime sipper.
A sipper.
Can you be dry and tart?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you can smell it first when it first opens.
Doesn't smell like anything. Really? I think my sniffer's broken again.
I'm getting the sour.
Oh
my. Yeah, the sour's come out of that. Okay, so you get the top and the bottom, and I'll grab the middle. That's kind of what I did to myself the last time. So maybe I got all of the weird colors. The color of this is coming out kind of
pinky.
It is a little pinky, isn't it?
Pinky in the brain.
It's looking like grapefruit juice, really.
Oh yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah, okay.
It's opaque. That's a good term.
Yeah, what's wrong with its blood pleasure?
Whoa. Or high, I guess he's asking.
All depends. Is there more in this can than the other ones? Or these glasses maybe just hold a different-ish amount?
That one's 473. What's that one?
Well, they all have the same. They're all 473 cans. But I just feel like...
Sorry.
We got a lot more in our... glasses than we did.
It's just touching the mic. I'm sure that sounded good.
Oh, a little tap, tap, tap. That smells like a sour.
Ooh, that's quite nice. That's quite lovely. Quite lovely, eh?
It's doing what a sour is supposed to. But it's given the flavor? Raspberry.
I need to look at myself.
I'm getting some raspberry and less so peach. And I have no idea what hibiscus tastes like.
It's a fleur.
Well, I know, but I don't know what it tastes like. Like, have you ever tasted something
fleur and stuff?
Ew, this tastes like hibiscus. Oh my, how's that happening? This is don't serve me that pasta salad again, Marjorie. It tastes far too much like hibiscus. I won't be able to drive tonight if you serve me too much of that.
I feel like I've had hibiscus tea before.
Probably. Oh, is that one of the ones that you were supposed to take when
you were labor?
Pregnant or some
raspberry leaf tea, which is what I think induced my labor 3 weeks early.
What's the one that you take after labor that helps get your uterus back into the right size thing? I thought there was something for that.
I didn't take anything. Is that a thing I should have done?
Maybe you're supposed to be drinking lots of hibiscus tea.
The more you know. Never too late to start 2.5 years later, I guess.
Your poor uterus twisted all in there, wrong size, like a large intestine next to the large intestine.
Just bagging for that hibiscus. Just
twisted all around like some fishing rope.
That would explain a lot of things.
We're very good at biology. We're quite well-informed people.
I mean, I'm sure my biology is not correct anymore after an emergency C-section. Lovely.
It is more fruit flavored
than
the pêche fusée.
It's, yeah, there's more to it than just sour than this.
I think this one wins for me. Oh, yeah, because even though the Garrison wasn't sour and puckery, it wasn't enough flavor. This is given the flavor. It's a little puckery, but I could drink this.
Could you?
Well, I mean, I could sit out and I could order this.
We have a converter.
I've drank a few sours. Like, if you had every sour I'd ever had, I'd ask if there was the Breton Letts Jam, mm-hmm. because that's barely a sour. And then...
You like the Jamboree-ish.
No, that was
a bold-faced lie.
That's like that where it's... But, and this one doesn't give me the...
Sorry, could you repeat
that?
The
salivates, where you're the inside of your mouth just feels sticky. Too tart, too sour.
That's a 10 out of 10.
This one does the same. That's better. That's I'd say 9.2.
Oh, that was a 20. 20 out of 10.
Oh, a 20 out of 10. No, that was 15.
What?
You did 3 times. Wait.
But I did 2 hands. So that would be 30.
Did you do it twice or 3 times?
I did it twice.
We're also really good at math.
Wait, what did I do? I did 10 out of 10. Mm. So that was 20.
Okay, yeah.
And then I did it again. So that was actually 40. So, you know, 3 points just for twice.
You're just
half
you're reiterating your 20 out of 10.
Reenacting.
No, I think I'm happy with what's going on there. But yeah, one is definitely a fruity summer wheat ale. And the other two are sour, well, as they are described as.
Yeah, we can't compare that one to the other two because it's not the same.
Oh, that coconutty pineapple. I loved that flavor. I just wanted way more of it. And why on the can does it just say, what kind of beer is it?
Well, get laid.
Beer. This is beer with pineapple and lime flavors. You're like, what kind of beer? There are, I mean, is it a sour with pineapple? It's beer. Hello, we're the Garrison Brewing Company. We're like one of the oldest breweries and craft breweries in Nova Scotia. One of the largest.
Some bad news for you.
Qua?
It's only been half an hour, and aren't your podcasts usually an hour and a half?
Sometimes, when there's plenty and lots to talk about.
I'm not capable of that.
I'd like to point out that we drank a half a can each.
So that's half the amount of time.
Exactly. So we would have still been here majestic. Chugging and trying to find space in our unfolded
what's happening?
Uteruses for additional sour beers. What is their dog's name?
Rosie.
Rose, there it is. It's right there.
Shout out to Rosie and I guess Jayma and David, but mostly Rosie.
I hope that's how people describe our dog. Oh, you know what? Olive's so lovely.
That's Rosie.
Olive's parents are okay.
Rosie Posey. And me also there. That same energy.
Rosie's like a big olive.
Rosie's a tripod girly.
Mm-hmm. Why are you going to star on your best?
Because it says same energy. Me and Rosie are one and the same.
You don't hang your heads out the window when they go for drives in the car?
Who's to say I don't?
Is that a Sub?
Yeah, they drive a Subaru. Jayma and I get in a fight every time we see each other because she thinks the Crosstrek is a failed attempt at the Subaru. No! I mean, don't.
It's the least... pure version, I guess. But I recognize the roof rack is all. Pretty super. Because apparently I'm very up close and personal with your roof rack a lot of the times. I have wrapped Christmas trees to it.
Yeah, it's mostly for show.
5 times? How many Christmas trees have I wrapped to that car?
No, one of them was on the RAV, though, before it died.
Oh, that's right.
R.I.P. RAV.
I mean... For clarity, it was a RAV4.
Pour one out for the boys.
I don't think anyone ever made it. Was there a RAV2 or a RAV3?
No, it was only ever a RAV4 because just... doesn't the 4 stand for four-wheel drive?
Probably.
What's the RAV stand for? Rad
Revolutions.
Ass vehicle.
Revolutions per minute.
No, that's not right. Yeah,
definitely. Because when you plant your foot to the floor, the car goes RAV.
Made that sound when it also got rear-ended and rode off too.
No, it made a different sound. When
it went
crunch.
It went. You just got in a car accident, and it wasn't my fault.
I'm still amused that I was there faster than the police.
I'm also amused that my parents were like on the South Shore when that happened, and I called Dad, and he's like. Huh.
We're an hour and 15 minutes away. Yeah, well, no, to answer your question, sometimes it's a short episode. Sometimes you got to finish your beer. You haven't even had the other one.
You gave me more.
You saving the goods for last there? Are you going back to it for full-on comparison? I didn't care enough. I just tried to get rid of that Pêche Fouze one.
You gave me more. That's what my excuse
they
is.
They were exactly the same amount, and it's half a glass of 5%. So like I said again, this is like a glass and a half of a 5% beer.
Who's going to know?
I mean, we held the cans up in the video.
They're not, they're going to, no the one's. Camera.
It's all camera tricks, mirrors, yeah. CGI and effects. This is actually AI. We're not
drop bottoms.
Here. We're not real people.
Surprise.
Mm.
I've been a figment.
A figment?
Yeah. A figment of everyone's imagination.
With high blood pressure.
Uh-huh.
It's the only thing I can take away from imagine from tonight. Oh, that's right. You were going to enjoy that later. Well, I have not enjoyed this. And I'm going to have to drink something else. And that is what I'm going to do. That's next. I'm off to find something.
I don't have anything else to drink, I think.
Yeah, you do. Well.
No, I'm not drinking that old-ass Pet Nat.
No, I poured that out.
Okay, good.
But the cider's still in there.
Hey, sour lovers.
No.
If you don't like wine, but you're in a position where you need to drink some wine, try the Pet Nat from Benjamin Bridge. I don't care that this is a beer podcast. We're talking about wine.
What sour beers remind me of is white
Pet
wine.
Nat.
It's definitely certain white. And so certain white wines have the exact same drinkability to them. In fact, I will ask Ian, who is himself a wine enjoyer.
Which one? Like
that? I'm not allowed to differentiate them anymore because you get upset. So I'm not going to tell you.
What's Ian Granger's address?
I can't. I have an Ian who likes white wines and will tell you which ones are closer to the sours and whatnot. I'm not sure which of these kind of matched, because Ian's got a couple of sours on down at Tapestry Beer Bar.
Hello?
At 833 Sackville Drive right now. There's an Erd beer, there's a sour pilsner, and there's something else. A raspberry Berliner.
Ooh.
From Smokehouse. So there's a couple of things that are on at the moment.
Oh.
That's not bad. And but here's my favorite thing. Last time I was there, they mentioned that one of the ones was a sour beer, and every time they served it, the person said, oh, ooh, and no one ever finished a glass of it.
You guys are just haters.
But here's the funny thing. I finally said, all right, let me try this. So I tried a little taste of this one that everyone was sending back, and I'm trying to remember the name of it or which one it was. But I tried it, and I said, this isn't that gross. I had had grosser sours than that one.
Well, now so you I need so to I drank it. I was in Ian Smith, Tapestry Beer Bar, whatever.
I'm gonna memorize you on the number. It was whatever was number 4 that night. I don't know.
Beside Apartment 3 Coffee House. that's all I know.
Just down the road.
There's a really good shawarma place across from the street.
Right, yeah, it's next door to, oh, what's the name of the pizza place next door? I shouldn't say that.
Pizza Girls. Is it not?
Was it a Pizza Girls?
Pizza Girls.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
No wonder I see so many middle-aged dudes going in there all the time.
I bet boys work there.
I don't think we're going, well, we might be having summer beers next week, but we might not be having summer beers next week. Promise. It's June. It's summer beer. Ooh, it's also Pride Month. So, yeah, I'm definitely not going to accidentally get, well, there doesn't appear to be any Pride beers.
Other than, like, Vembot.
Oh, the Vembot is out, but that's what we had
last
year.
You already did that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is Pride Month, so find your way to celebrating that and supporting that as best you can. And get into the summer beers, because summer is finally here. It took its sweet time being some haphazard sprang. We had one nice day.
Sprang!
But it's getting there. And Ian's away for several weeks, so I am hunting for content. But hopefully we're going to have a couple friends come by and do things a little bit differently. But we had our sour night. You can get back to buying sours for yourself. But and there's you, because you enjoyed the Brig and Bark Sour. That's just down the road.
Yeah, it's not bad. It does the trick.
I don't think you're making a sour at... Oh, the cranberry sour is the current sour.
At Bay of Fundy?
At Bay of Fundy, because Matt said that he was making them on a seasonal basis. So I think cranberry will be there for a little bit. He might
make it. Did I try that yet?
If you didn't, I'm bringing it, because I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. But maybe that's... it. If I don't find it sour enough... like, okay, the difference. Pêche Fusée and Good Stuff. This tasted like something I could drink. This blew my face off. Which do you prefer? You preferred the face off one?
I mean, they were both really good, but I...
You like
it's
that?
It's hard to... I do like that, and that is what the Jamboree is.
It does.
But I guess it kind of, it depends on how full that I want to feel, because I like the peach one, but it's very filling. It's a lot in your stomach. So I could probably only drink like one of those at a time, as opposed to the half cocked one. I could drink a couple of those.
There was some body. There was some bits to that one. That one
made me full, and I was already full prior to doing this.
It was like the chili of summer.
It kind of is.
Full bowl. Drink it with a spoon.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, you can drink things with a spoon. What is... She's trying really, really hard to be a part of this. Anyway.
Poor girl.
Next week back. And... Come
here, sweetie.
Yeah, back hopefully with friends, something a little different. But you can check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@drinknsdry. We put up all of the full live versions, the excerpts, the abridged review versions, and even the small short YouTube clips. And then you can find us and other things over on Instagram and TikTok, and I think that's it. But you can find our podcast on the podcasting places. And we're here every week, every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Hello, cute dog. Oh, she's so cute.
She's such a sweetie.
All right. I just can't help but figure out.
Little 16 pounds.
So thank you for tuning in and joining us, and we'll see you next week. Good night.
Bye-bye.